Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and the sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the martyrs in China. We are all called to follow Jesus. In a different way, Jesus asks our offering of our life. The martyrs are the people who offer their life for the sake of Jesus. We are also called to follow Jesus. To be martyrs is a special grace. It's important on a daily basis. Die of ourselves, also a kind of martyrdom. Just follow Jesus, whatever he decides. We just say yes to the will of God. For the time being, we don't have to worry about what will be tomorrow. Just sleep well today. Jesus already said, it's important to live well every present moment. Every day is a new day, a new chance to serve, to love again. If we fail, start again. If opportunity comes, more sacrifice, more suffering, that's up to the will of God. But be sure there will be sufficient grace for us. We don't have to worry what will be, what kind of suffering. Important is to start on a daily basis, in a daily life, just do better than yesterday. Jesus knows us. He will keep us in his heart. Just tell him, we trust in you. Just tell him that we follow him, even under suffering. Ask him to give us sufficient grace to say, oh yes, to follow him.